Welcome to Coming Inside Out with Brian James
and John Durler. You can call me Big John or you can call me John Durler, whatever you like.
You can call me Brian J. You can call me Brian James, whatever you like. So this podcast, interestingly enough, John and I were at dinner back in December.
December.
I guess we should mention first off that we're members of the Gay Fathers of Los Angeles. Yes. And we were at dinner with several of the other members, and we were kicking around the idea of doing a podcast together. So here we are.
Yeah, and I think this is a great idea, and I'm glad we're doing this. And you know, this brings us to why are we here?
Yeah.
And what are we doing? What
exactly.
So citizens of the world, we are here because we're gay men that came out. We were married to women, and we came out. We have children, and we have a support group called the Gay Fathers of Los Angeles, which, who was it that?
Bob.
Bob. Sorry, Bob. Bob was a member of the Boston Gay Fathers, and so I met him at the Eagle.
He said,
oh my God, he goes, we're just telling our story, what we, you know, how we came out. We were both married to women and had children.
Yes.
And he goes, would you want to like co-find the Gay Fathers of LA? I said, count me in. I'll definitely do this. And so that's kind of why and how we're here.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's how I met you, right? Where did you meet?
I met you here in your office. No, but you met
Bob, though. Who did you meet first to join?
I met Bob through Facebook.
Got it.
Through a private Facebook page for gay fathers. Mm-hmm. I think everybody in our group is 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I'm in my 20s, but you guys are in your 50s. Yeah.
And we all lived as closeted gay men for a long period of our lives.
Right.
And I found him on Facebook. I went to a meeting of his, I would say, back in either 2020 or 2021. And our group has grown since then.
How many do we have? How many's in the group now?
You know, it's not a giant group. I think it's 40 some odd people.
But there's also
Gay Fathers Worldwide, which is about 900 members.
Oh, really?
And there's different chapters. Like you said, there's Gay Fathers of Boston.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so if you're listening to us, and you don't have a Gay Fathers group and you're looking for one, reach out to us.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and if you have any questions, you can email us. Mm-hmm. And our email address is comingsideout@gmail.com. So
comingsideout, that's what I'd like for you to share with me.
All right. Comingsideout, the way that this came to me was that anybody can come out.
I can hear you now.
Oh, you can hear.
Just so you guys know, this is our first podcast.
This is very rough.
We don't know shit about anything here.
No.
But except you. You bought all this equipment. But I wanted to get your mic in front of you because I couldn't hear you. And I'm thinking.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
So that's why.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sorry. Going back. Coming Inside Out, the name of this podcast. And what's the reason behind that name?
Coming Inside Out, I chose this because I may be alone in this, I may not be alone in this, but I really came out from the inside. I did a lot of processing when I was coming out. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, you know, sexually active with men until after my divorce at the age of 51. Mm-hmm. So it was really my journey, my process. I needed to be introduced to me because I had been somebody completely different my entire life, my childhood, dating my wife, being married, a father, a family man for 30 years.
Yeah.
So when my divorce happened and I came out as gay, I didn't know who the hell I was.
Right.
So it was my journey to discover who I was. So I came out from the inside.
I like that. I like because it's because we all come out differently.
Yes.
And that, guys, there's no right or wrong.
And some aren't out.
And some are not out. But it's really, you know, how you came out is different from how I came out. And I don't know if we want to go into that now, but I wanted you to continue your, you know, sharing your, and again, this is John Durler talking to Brian,
yes,
in case you're not looking at us. So you at least know who's talking.
Yes.
To what, but you, I mean, I really think, and I totally get it. Cause you, when you first approached me about doing this, I said, well, what the fuck? Coming inside out. What does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean? And I totally get it now, because we all have a different story, and we all can relate. Well, not we all. I mean, I don't know. We all have a different story, but I think there's categories.
And there's some we all have a similarity. I mean, we all have our own story, but yeah, somewhere on that path,
yeah,
it has very similar experiences.
Right, and it's just different because you came out with the inside. My God, how did I ever come out? You know, because that's such a loaded question.
Yes.
Because when I was young, I remember, and this is Southeast Texas, this is the 70s, no one was coming out. Everyone, you know, I mean, especially in Texas. I mean, this is some crazy stuff there. And I didn't know. I had no mentors. I had no podcast, not in the 70s.
No internet.
Nothing. No internet. No nothing. No one talking. And it was all underground stuff. It was underground. But my life, I was raised and I was brought up as a straight boy. But when the needle moved from straight boy to, well, what's that? I remember I was, my brother, he was my older brother, played football, and my older brother, I love him. My dad took off when I was 4. Mm. My older brother was kind of like raised me, but then he was raised by these redneck dudes of my mom's boyfriends. Now I can go down a wormhole here, but I want to give you a backstory here. This is what I dealt with. I mean, these people were racist. They were mean as shit. And are you kidding? A gay person would get their ass kicked, yeah, or killed.
Yes.
And these are the people. And my mother, you know, my mother had a boyfriend, and that was his family. I mean, they were some rednecks. And I mean, they were. And but it was. There was a part of it that was good, though. There was part that I learned. I learned how to cut rice. I drive a tractor. I mean, there was parts, but just listening to all this all the time,
yeah,
of them being so racist. And but getting back to when the needle moved, I was at my brother. And again, my point was my brother took me everywhere. He taught me how to fish, how to hunt, how, mm-hmm, to drive a car, and everything. And you know, he did the best he could. Because he was a young kid. But anyway, he would always bring me into, he always included me. And so after football game, he goes, come on into the field house. I'm going to the field house. And then there was the field house, all the guys, you know, taking their pads off, taking their pants off and their jock straps. And then they're walking, swinging dicks, yeah, going into the shower. And so I'm like, you know, I'm like, mm. And I, you know, I was watching, you know, the male body. And I was like, wow, you know, he's buff or he's big. And that, I think right then and there was a turning point for me.
Okay. How old were you then?
I was, was I 12? 11, 12.
Okay.
11 or 12. And that was, you know, just a little bit of a, oh, what's, you know. Because I looked at women. I looked at girls. I saw pretty women.
You were married.
Well, yeah, of course. Exactly. But back at that time, I wasn't, yes, married at 12. But it was, you know, when I had girlfriends and everything. And then that was the point when I'm like questioning my sexuality. But I didn't question it enough. What I did is I tamped it down, I pushed it,
yes,
down, and I never
shoved it.
Talked about it again. I never talked about it. It was just something you just ignored.
And how lonely did you feel walking around with that? Your teens, your 20s, mm-hmm. I don't know when you first experimented with men. For me, I suppressed that until my 50s, until I was 50 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I've never had an experience with a man before then.
Well, okay, so straight dudes, they have jerk-off circles. Did you ever jack-off circle, jerk-off circle in high school?
No.
You weren't cool?
No. I know that may have been in Texas. That didn't.
I'm serious. It was.
That wasn't happening where I went to school.
You know, I mean, honestly, it was. And that was the other thing. I had a friend. I won't name him. Or, you know, keep the names out of it. But you know, I think I was. It was before high school. This was junior high. We would go over, and there's a couple of us there. Oh, we're bored. Let's just jack off. Okay. We all jacked off.
Wow. No. And, I did not experience that.
Yeah. And so there was some.
But I grew up in Glendale, California. Maybe it's a little different there. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying every school had a jack off circle. But could you imagine? I lettered in jack off. And
the only class you ever got an A in, huh?
Exactly.
Oh,
but I guess getting back, that was the first time I thought, oh, okay,
all right,
there's something there.
Well, you know, in this process, in this journey for the last 4 years that mm-hmm. I've been on, and you've been on it, you may have been on it longer than me or shorter than me. I have met so many men that are closeted. Yeah. I think that I'm a married man magnet now that I'm out. And when I was married and living in the closet, mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was other people out there, other men out there with feelings that I was having.
Right.
I thought I was all alone. I thought I was screwed up. I was fucked up. There was something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of it. I'm going to outgrow it. It's finally going to go away. And it never did. Mm-hmm. So when I finally came out, start getting into the community, talking to other gay men, I find out for the first time in my life, I'm not alone. It wasn't just me.
Right.
And I hear that almost every day.
Really?
I get people reach out to me all the time. I'm not a hookup person. So, you know, I'll talk you to death on all of these apps.
Right. Right. Of course.
So. Well, so this podcast, what I would love for this to be is just a support for men that are either out, that are closeted, that don't know what to do, that still think that they're alone, that, you know, didn't know that there's an entire community of us out there.
And that's why we're here.
Yes.
We're here to be a voice, but also help, because I don't know statistics. I haven't done my research before this podcast, but I know there's a lot of men that have probably committed suicide.
Absolutely.
And children that have committed suicide because it's just not acceptable being gay. And yes, there has been leaps and bounds in the last 20 years. However, there's a lot of people that are still closeted.
Yeah.
They don't have an outlet or anybody to talk to and to come out. And so I think that's what our, you know, what is our mission statement, or why are we here? Why are we doing this? And I think why we're doing this is to share our stories.
Yes. Be of service.
So you could identify.
I want to be of service to other people.
Right.
I don't want them to be in the same position that I was in.
Right. Right. And so, citizens of the world, that is why we're here. And we're going to be sharing stories about what we've gone through.
Yes.
Hopefully you can identify with that. And, you know, this is huge. This is huge. And, you know, I think my coming out process was really like 8-9 years ago. And we were not sleeping in the same bed. We were fighting. We were arguing. And, you know, was that part of, you know, was I gaslighting to create something like this? But, you know, things were not normal in our marriage and in our relationship. And I'm embarrassed to say that I did step out of our relationship. I want to be truthful, and that's the whole thing, is to just live your truth. And I wasn't living my truth. And Jill and I, maybe I shouldn't say her name, but anyway, my wife came to me one day, and I had been hooking up with men. And we were not sleeping together, and we were in an argument, fighting or whatever, and I haven't touched her in a while. I hadn't slept with her in a while. And she goes, "What are you, gay?" And I know she didn't mean that, as in she really thought it, but it was just something, you know, she threw out there. "What are you, gay?" And when she said that, you normally would, no, I'm not. Because that's what we did. Yes. That's what we did our whole life, was deny. No. And you know what? I was fucking tired. I was fucking tired of not being true.
Yeah.
And being dishonest to her, being dishonest to myself. And when she said, "What are you, gay?" And I said, "I don't know."
Wow.
And she did not expect that answer. She didn't expect it. And she's like, "What?" And I said, I don't know. And, you know, she flipped out, as
yes,
normally any yes, any wife would do, yeah, married to a man. She couldn't believe it. I mean, it just devastated her. And so we talked about it. But she, now she started thinking, like, what's going on? Is he gay? Has he been cheating on me? What, you know? And she did. She went into my private email that I created, an email that I was hooking up with men. This is Craigslist days.
Yes.
And so I was, you know, meeting, and she after that conversation, about a couple days later, she started doing her research without talking to me about it. She went into my computer. She found all of the emails, thousands of emails of chatting with guys, and what I liked sexually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was everything, and she found everything. Things that I didn't even know. Yeah.
And this is very common amongst the men that we talk to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the men were found out by their wives. They got caught.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, men are fucking stupid, ain't they?
I mean, don't get me near.
I mean, talk about straight men. I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, you're going to get caught. Yes. Let me just put that out there. Straight people, gay people, if you're going to cheat, you're going to get caught.
Yes.
You're just going to get caught.
Yes.
And you know, maybe did we want to get caught? Maybe that was some, who knows, you know, yeah, psychologically, you know, deep down, was it something that I wanted to get caught to get it out, to help me,
yes,
come out?
Yes.
Did I use someone else?
Well, I don't know who said this. I've heard this several times before, and I've used it. I think the universe pulls at you to respond, and when you don't respond, the universe pushes you. So the universe pushed you because you needed to come out.
Yeah.
So it had probably been signaling you for a long time.
Yeah.
You ignored it.
Right. Well, and yeah, we ignore
it. You ran from it.
You know, we all do that. We don't want to face that. We don't want to face it. And I know straight men, or men that claim that they're straight, but they're exploring, they're going to stick to that story.
Yes.
I mean.
Oh, deny, deny, deny.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how she found out and how I, you know, basically came out. You know, I came out to her. Came out to. In an argument. In an argument.
Yeah.
In an argument. And, you know, she's. Thank God she is a loving, has empathy, sympathy. She had that for me. Now we have, this is very important. We have two boys.
Yeah.
And a lot of the men that are gay are that are living a straight life and they have children, you know, that's very, I mean, I was a horrible example of not living my truth to my sons.
Yes. You're hiding a piece of yourself, so you're not able to completely share who you are,
right?
Because you're hiding a portion of yourself.
Exactly.
And, you know, your sexuality isn't 100% of who you are. Your sexuality is a percentage of who you are, but still,
yeah.
Your true authentic self, you weren't able to be because you were keeping a portion of you from everybody else around you.
Hey, I'm a good motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy. I'm truly a good person. But I did I did bad things. I mean, at the end of the day, it was wrong of me to stray, and I totally did that. But that was, you know, and getting back to the boys, that was, I had to tell them my truth. Now, what was the process of us?
Well, let's get to that. I mean, this episode is our teaser episode, right?
I think that should be the next.
We want to get people to come back and and hear more of our stories because you have a great story to tell.
Yeah, I do. I have a great story, and I'm really good looking. If you guys are listening to us,
we're both single gay men in Los Angeles,
very handsome men.
Yes,
but yeah, I think. What's our time run on this?
We're at minutes? 22 minutes. So
I think this was a pretty good first.
Me too.
Yeah, all but right. I want to let's get more into yours. I felt like I dominated my story.
I don't think you dominated.
But on the next podcast,
that's what we'll do. We'll
citizens, if you're listening right now.
Yes,
the next podcast we're going to talk about Brian.
Well, we're going to talk about both of us. We're going to keep this conversation going, but, you know, we've been kicking this around for a while. So if this is something that resonates with you,
yes.
We're going to have other gay fathers on here.
We are.
You know, you've met other gay fathers. I've met other gay fathers.
Yeah.
Not all in the Los Angeles area. There are, you know, people that are still in the closet that don't want to participate in a lot of this.
Yeah.
But we've talked about having a doctor on our show to talk about different
what kind of doctor?
Well, to talk about no. Well, I don't know. Maybe a proctologist. Yeah. He'll do a demo on you. But you know, we can talk about all the different medications that are out there.
Absolutely.
All the STDs that are floating around.
And guys, there's a lot of STDs.
Preventatives going on.
And I don't want to, you know, get back into this again, but this is very important with the STDs that are out there, that if you're going to be bringing that back home.
Yes. What? If you're married and you're
going to... Yes. You know, God. Bringing that, it is...
Yes.
It's insane. Yes. So we have a lot to talk about.
Therapists, you know, before we go, I was on Scruff earlier today, scrolling.
Yeah.
And there is a life coach that works predominantly with gay men. It might be fun to have on.
Yeah.
Too, right? Yeah, get a life coach on here to talk about, you know, people, I mean, depression. Suicide run rampant. I have that on my list of topics to talk about.
No, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And
all right.
So if there's any, what do we say here? If anybody's listening and they want to, how do they get a hold of us?
Well,
what do they need to do?
You can email us because, listen, I've heard hundreds of stories of men in the closet coming out, wanting to come out, not wanting to come out. So you can email us comingsideout@gmail.com.
Right.
All right.
Good.
I'm Brian James.
I'm John Derler.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.